The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Beasley swings it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Boyd will try a long hit! What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Senate Avenue Brewing Company in Jersey Village. Here's Glenn Davis.
Yes, voice of God, we are at Senate Avenue Brewing in Jersey Village for our first remote show of many. So this is your spot for soccer watching tonight, soccer listening, while we enjoy the great food and the beer of Senate Avenue Brewing. A big thank you to Andrew Mitchum, who is now partnering with Soccer Matters. We're going to be up here every month, the second Tuesday of every month. We've got a bevy of guests here tonight. We're giving tons of tickets away to the Houston Dynamo El Salvador game tomorrow night, which we'll talk about that and why maybe Dynamo fans don't want to go to the games where maybe they're playing Atlas from Mexico and some of the others. But for all the listeners of the show, many whom I don't know and many who I just met a few of them, or I appreciate everybody supporting this show here. And we're really looking forward to having a great one here tonight. Here's what is on tap tonight. Segment one, I'm going to get you caught up on some news. Segment two, Josh Gardner grew up in Houston, went on to play for the LA Galaxy, Seattle, Columbus. He'll be on the show. He now heads up MLS Next, the Houston Rangers here in Houston. So a great piece of community work there. Grows up playing the game here. Goes to MLS out of the University of Cincinnati after a year or two. And then now he's back coaching and giving back to the game. We'll talk about MLS Next, what it means, what their relationship at Houston Rangers is with the Houston Dynamo when it comes to player development and pushing players through to the Dynamo first team. Segment three, Olivier Finidori. I'm not sure if he's going to get there here then. We'll push him to a little later in the evening, but he's a former Houston hotshot. We'll do a little soccer history. Segment four, Victor Ariza, Arnaldo Lozano of La U Times. Victor with Deportes Houston. And then segment five, we're going to talk World Cup 2026 with Battiri. Jean-Luc Blackburn will also be here tonight with Team Houston. So really looking forward. So look, if you're on 290, you're in traffic, this is your chance to make it out here tonight. Come on in, get off and out of the traffic. Come in here and join us. We're going to be giving a lot of things away tonight. We got T-shirts for Soccer Matters and ESPN. You can come ask for them. And we're going to try to build the crowd up as the night goes on here. So big, big thank you again to our new partner, Senate Avenue Brewing in Jersey Village. And this is the first remote of remotes that will go up until the World Cup once a month here. And we'll have some Dynamo players up here. We'll have other ex-pros, coaches of college programs, and really try to provide you guys with a good mix here tonight. You can also call into the show tonight, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Okay, yeah. First off, the bad news for the Houston Dynamo. Come off a 2-1 loss to Real Salt Lake. Goalkeeper Andrew Tarbell, you'll remember in that game, came off injured, did not look good. We're finding he's going to be out for the season with a knee injury. That means the Dynamo signing of Jimmy Maurer, who came on for him from Dallas, now will slide into the number one spot. Interesting, because the Dynamo had a goalkeeper they were touting for a lot of time with Dynamo Dose or Dynamo 2 named Xavier Valdez. And Xavier Valdez just, you know, basically moved on. He had gotten a lot of publicity, but he has moved on. So it's Jimmy Maurer now who will be the number one for the Houston Dynamo. Speaking of our presenting sponsor, that is John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. So Dwayne Holmes has signed. He's coming to the Dynamo, not expected to be available till April. He comes from Preston North End, a club that had the legendary Tom Finney. Look him up if you want. He was also a legendary English international. Dwayne Holmes will come. And now there's word that Ondřej Linger will come to the Houston Dynamo. He is a Czech Republic player. He's been capped 18 times. Don't know a lot about him. Have not watched him play a lot. You'll see a lot of people putting stuff out. They're just giving you information and data that they're picking up online that likely haven't watched him play. But that's not over the finish line as of yet. That's a potential. So we'll see what happens. He is a playmaker. I don't know if he's being brought in as a designated player or not. Trying to find that out through my sources. But that'll be interesting to know if he is actually going to be the DP signing or not. So we'll find out. Great fresh small batch brew beer here at Senate Avenue Brewing. So if you get in here, make sure you you try it. 713-780-3776. Biggest story of the year in the Premier League to you? Biggest storyline, what is it to you? Is it Nottingham Forest? This is my biggest storyline in the Premier League. Nottingham Forest is third at 54 points. They're trying to get in the Champions League money. They were 17th last year, one spot above the relegation zone. I mean, it's an incredible turnaround. They've got one of the top goal scorers in Chris Wood from New Zealand. It really is an amazing story. They were 17th last year. It's even more amazing. Yes, we concede the title to Liverpool, but there are 10 teams fighting for European places now. It's one of the best Premier League runs as far as competition for the other three spots for the Champions League and then the Europa League spots. And there's a bunch of teams involved in it, and that is going to be an interesting watch to see how that all turns out. And look, that's the beauty of promotion and relegation. The beauty of 18 teams making the MLS playoffs right now for the Houston Dynamo is the fact that 18 teams get in and you've started your season poorly and you're starting to build things. Guys, sorry about that at this table here, but they got a little shocked there with some soccer talk. 713-780-3776. Now, Manchester City's decline might be what you might think of. Maybe it's Arsenal's next step. Maybe they didn't really challenge as well as you thought Arteta's squad would do. Life after Jurgen Klopp. You're winning the Premier League. You went out in a classic match against PSG in the Champions League. Newcastle now has finally won a trophy after, I believe, 56 years. So for anybody who's a Newcastle fan and you want to celebrate, you certainly can call into the show tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. All right, so let me just do a hit on the Dynamo here, and we'll talk more about them throughout the night. But it's a bit of a tough time right now. And yes, you have time to put the team together. And yes, other teams have struggled in that they've lost key players that haven't been replaced. We've said this on the show before. When you lose players like Hector Herrera and Coco Carrasquilla, your possession game is going to go down. There's no question. Your ability to control games is going to go away because you don't have the ball. Your ability to be as good defensively is going to be a bit of a struggle. And I think we're seeing that. And then you lose Mikael as a center back, and you cash in on him. It's good business. And then Steve Clark, which even becomes bigger now because he won you games last year. He won you points. You have to have a goalkeeper that can win you 9 points in a season, maybe even more, maybe 10, maybe 12, through performance. It's one of the positions in the game that can be the difference in the sport and getting a result. So no Clark, no Mikael. I'm not saying things you don't know. No Karaskia and no Hector Herrera. That's four big players to replace. And you have to replace them with something equal or better. Coco's now with Unam Pumas. Hector Herrera's with Toluca. He's not starting there. He's coming off the bench. But that's a big ask. So you got Dwayne Holmes. And you're looking at this Andrej Linger, the Czech Republic player who plays for Slavia Prague in Czechoslovakia. He's been capped 18 times for the national team. Has not been playing a lot. He's only appeared 11 times. So we'll figure out and find out the full story soon. It's a lot to ask for. It's a lot to ask for Jack McGlynn, a good signing, you know, to all of a sudden step in and manage and control a game like a veteran like Hector Herrera. He needs room to grow. I think Obafemi Awadesu has been a nice surprise. I think you have to give him props as a young player and a rookie for what he's done for the team so far and learning his trade and being blooded as a center back. Not an easy thing to do. And I will tell you, he needs Eric Sviatchenko. And Eric Sviatchenko, as soon as he gets fit, that'll be a bonus. That's notwithstanding with Ethan Bartlow, but that'll be a bonus, him guiding a younger center back. And having been a product of that, I know how that can work. And I know how fast your game can accelerate when an older veteran takes a hold of you and teaches some little tricks to you that you don't know in the college game, you don't know with Dynamo Dose, but you do when you get to the full first team. So that's a couple of things, I think, to keep an eye on now. But the Dynamo have a lot of work to do. And their bread and butter was possession and defending. That's gone now. And that's got to be reclaimed. Ben Olsen called it in a press conference today with the El Salvador head coach, Hernan Dario Gomez. He basically said we're in a rebuild. Nobody wants to use that word, but you use that word. There's other teams in MLS in the same situation. Plenty of them. You know, LA Galaxy wins an MLS Cup and they sell their center forward. Now they're trying to do it with another center forward. Can that person live up to it? And they're off to a rocky start. They've had injuries as well. 713-780-3776. Let's go to the international game. First, we'll go back to the Dynamo, the 2-1 loss at home. Despite not getting the result, that's not what the Dynamo fans want. This was a night that I thought, if you were a neutral, that was an entertaining game simply because it was up and down, it was transitional. That made it enjoyable. I'm at a phase in my life where I like the transition game. I want up and down games. I prefer that as opposed to watching a Manchester City style where you allow teams to get set defensively and we're playing 101 lateral passes. It's a bore to me. It is a way to control a game, but from an entertainment standpoint, I don't like it. The Dynamo lost 2-1, which was too bad, but that was an entertaining game from my standpoint. And crowd was not good, let's be honest. Attendance was not good. But anybody who was there saw a game of interest. You saw backup goalkeepers come in. You saw a lot of contentious play. You saw a breakout play. You saw a rising star with the men's national team in Diego Luna. By the way, let me remind you, they didn't put him on the U.S. Olympic team. Marko Mitrovic didn't put him on the Olympic team, and the U.S. was eliminated by Morocco 4-0. So think about that. And the assessment of players and how different it can be for everybody. Maybe he wasn't ready at that time. I don't know. He sure looked ready in the Dynamo game. So here's Luna's goal. This would be the game winner. Let's go to this soundbite. It's soundbite number one, Brian. Diego Luna starts this by winning a ball off Griffin Dorsey, remains in this play. Now, this is a lot about mentality, and ultimately floats himself into the box. Here it is, soundbite number one. Marchuk is trying to keep himself onside. Fades a shot, drives it. Oh, what a header!
Unbelievable. Diego Luna, who will go off to the men's national team, gets on the end of a driven in cross shot, whatever, and it's banked in off his head. It's 2-1, Real Salt Lake.
Delivery was vicious. I mean, I can't believe he was trying to drive that off his head. It would have went about 10 yards wide. It probably would have went out of the state. Well, actually, it was driven hard and low. It was a great ball, actually. But the fact that Luna won the ball by the corner flag, carries it out, finds somebody at the top of the box. At that point, a lot of players say, okay, my job's over in this play. I'm going to detach myself. He stays in it, floats into the area where a ball may come, and gets the good fortune. Earlier, the Dynamo, and this is one of the strengths of Jack McGlynn, who they bought for $2.1 million off Philadelphia. Good young talent. He's getting a lot of stick right now because he's not Hector Herrera, which is the good and the bad for him, because I think him being in a pressure environment and being a guy that the Dynamo has to get a lot out of now is going to be good for his career, better than what and how he was being utilized in Philly. So he gets a free kick. It's a tremendous piece of delivery. His delivery was spotty on the night. He had a lot of chances off set pieces and corners. It was a bit spotty on the night. But on this ball, he floats in beautifully. Here's how the Dynamo got their equalizer.
And the Dynamo cash in. McGlynn bends it to the back post. Yes, they can. Headers pounded in. Ezekiel Poltze. And he needed that goal as much as the Houston Dynamo did. It is now 1-1.
So that was the equalizer. We have to go back one step further. The Dynamo conceded within about 40 seconds inside the first minute. Now, if you go back and look at that video and you see how that play developed, you will be a little disappointed in how that happened. First of all, they don't get a tackle in by the sideline. Second of all, if you stop, and I go back and I stop a lot of these goals to look at where the team shape is. The Dynamo were all over the place on that play. And it was a brutal goal to concede, first of all, because it gets a night off on a bad start. Ben Olsen, nobody's going to like that as a manager. But the Dynamo not only got turned and were running back towards their own goal, but they also, their shape was so poor, they were all drawn to the ball out wide that, you know, this was easy for Gonzalez to finish off. So that's how that ends, 2-1. Let's move on now to Newcastle. They win the Carabao Cup, first cup in 56 years. Isak with the game-winning goal.
Barnes, Livramento. He's found a left-footed cross. Up gets Murphy. He's the man! He's the man that Newcastle United look to win matches. He may just have won a cup final for them.
Yeah, 56 years is a long time to not win a trophy. So they say in soccer you have to suffer as a fan. Well, Newcastle fans are. By the way, they are some of the most amazing fans. I spent a summer over there, and I was playing in the thing called the Northern League, which had a lot of ex-pros. It was a great thing for me in between college because I had a couple college teammates. But that area, Newcastle, Sunderland, that is soccer through and through. And Josh Gardner is going to be on in the next segment. Played against a group from Newcastle when he was a youth player called Blythe Spartans that came over to the U.S. and came here to Houston, Texas. So great soccer part of the country. Christian Pulisic continues to tear it up for AC Milan. They beat Como 2-1. He scores again. He is ultimately, if he isn't already, the greatest American soccer player, in my opinion, that's ever played in Europe. Here's what it sounded like.
Rangers. Through it goes for Pulisic. What a finish. He was the hero of the comeback victory at Lecce. And he sparks the fight back here against Como.
What's interesting about him, he speaks fluent Italian already. This is pretty incredible. He does his post-match interviews in Italian. Post-match interviews in Italian. Now, we couldn't get Hector Herrera to memorize two English lines. But if we think about that seriously, and I mentioned that on the show, by not learning a little bit of English, guess what? Local TV stations don't want to fool around with that. So you're hurting yourself by not getting him out in the public on a Channel 2, at Fox 26. You're not going to get sound bites from a guy who we have to position, when he was here, equal to the top player on the Texans, to Altuve on the Astros, and whoever's the top player for the Rockets, which Joe George, who's out here producing and is our top man at ESPN, he'll tell me in the break who that is. And he's smiling because he knows I know nothing about the Rockets and that I like Caitlin Clark in the WNBA because I like the entertainment value. All right, we're taking a break. This is ELO, do ya? Couple of things to talk about here. We're at Senate Avenue Brewing, obviously. Gold Cup Final coming to Houston July 6th. Through tickets will not go on sale until later in the spring. You can get access at the front of the line. It's lsse.net. Get in the Gold Cup Final wait list July 6th. So that could be U.S., Canada. That could be Mexico. Who knows? And we have Nations League on Thursday. You can watch it right here at Senate Avenue Brewing. It'll be the U.S. men against Panama and Coco Carrasquilla, and it'll be Canada and Mexico figuring out who you want to win those games. All right, so if you come up to Senate Avenue Brewing, you're going to taste some of the best small batch brewery beer. 7 days of the week it's open, daily specials, Steak and Steins on Thursdays. That'll be good, Steak and Steins, $20 for a steak, a side. You bring your stein, you get it filled up to a liter. And then you watch the Nations League game here, right? Both of them. I think they're back-to-back, right? Andrew Mitchum, the owner, is shaking his head. Yes, they are. And by the way, you can call him the mayor if you're here. You can call him the mayor because he actually was the mayor of Jersey Village. He may have been one of the youngest mayors ever in the history. Very interesting guy. All right, we got a lot going on here tonight. We'll start with our guest, Josh Gardner, former Major League Soccer player, will join us next. Ask for a Soccer Matters t-shirt, ESPN t-shirt. It's Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 from Senate Avenue Brewery, presented by the Daspit Law Firm.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Soccer Matters
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Baritex Community Bank Studios, located at Senate Avenue Brewing Company in Jersey Village. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Senate Avenue Brewing Company here in Jersey Village. And we're starting to get people coming in here. We've got a full slate of guests here tonight. And we're going to continue with the live radio here. A couple of quick things to mention here. We got Soccer Matters t-shirts here by the great company Lamont Brands. Ask for one, we'll give them to you. If you want to ask for one for your son or daughter that's a youth soccer player, that as well. LamontBrands.com. That's where you get Soccer Matters t-shirts. All the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity. LamontBrands.com. Also, quick word here. For another one of our great pubs, Hugh O'Connor's Pub. I attend in the Marquee Entertainment Center. 18 monitors, whiskey list, extensive beer selection. That is Hugh O'Connor's Pub, and they've been great supporters of us as well. So we come back here to Senate Avenue Brewery. I'm talking to the man who does my data on Dynamo games on Apple TV, Justin Finger, and he just tried the Copper Ale, which I will highly recommend. All right, let's go to our next guest now. He is a former Major League Soccer player, played with the LA Galaxy, Seattle Sounders, Columbus Crew. He's also a player that grew up here on the fields of Bear Creek and Meyer Park in Houston. He is Josh Gardner. Currently now he is the head of the Houston Rangers, which is a part of the MLS Next program. Josh, thanks for coming on tonight.
Nice
for
having me, Glenn.
Yeah, I love being here with you live as well. This is a wonderful place, Senate Avenue Brewery, huh?
Yeah, it really is nice. I haven't been here before, but it's a cool vibe, as the kids say these days.
Yes, vibe is a very cool word. Glenn is using vibe at my age. I won't tell you what it is. Great patio outside, too, by the way, dog friendly. I'm going to bring my dog the next time. All right, we got food coming up. I don't know who that, Justin. Okay, so talk to me a little bit about what MLS Next is, where it fits in the landscape of youth soccer and player development here in Houston.
Yeah, super important. You know, MLS Next has been a great league for our players. It's obviously the highest level of youth soccer in the United States. In our conference alone, we have five MLS academies that we compete with. And it's extremely difficult. So the way that we compete with these teams is extremely important. And it's hard to get out of your group stage to make it into playoffs and stuff at the end of the year. But it's super important for our kids to compete with the best players in those areas. And we try and open doors for them. So that is our job in player development, is to try and help these players get on to the next level. And we don't try and keep them. We try and push them on.
Landscape in Houston. We're talking to Josh Gardner, former Major League Soccer player, grew up in Houston, heads up the Houston Rangers. We're talking player development here. There's three MLS Next teams, right? One is the Houston Dynamo, mm-hmm. right? The other is GFI.
GFI, yeah.
And then Houston Rangers. There's three of them. What's the interaction like? I mean, is it, does Houston Rangers, the GFI, do they have to feed the Dynamo? How does that all work, and how do you handle that?
Well, I think our job as being a part of MLS Next is to try and develop players who might not be ready for Houston Dynamo, you know, an Austin FC and FC Dallas. We prepare them for those opportunities, and then whenever they show that they can stay at that level, I mean, we have players going in and out of Dynamo training throughout the week, and so that, I think that's super important for us to focus on getting those kids ready for those opportunities. We do have a really good relationship with GFI. They do a good job with their players, and we've had kids that are driving past GFI to come train with us. And I always mention, listen, there's a academy right next to you guys. You know, as far as the driving in Houston, it can be kind of crazy. So we really try and focus on our area in Katy and Cypress and bringing in kids and working with them.
Interesting to me, because people can become very territorial and indigenous about a good player.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that's a big issue to you. You want to work with players that want to be there.
Yeah.
And if the Dynamo say, hey, we like one of these players, you're not afraid to push them to the Houston Dynamo. Now, what if they go to the Dynamo and they're like, no, I liked it better where I was. Can they come back to you?
Yeah, there's never a closed door. You know, we do have kids that are coming from us to go to Houston Dynamo, and they sometimes want to come back and play for us. We always give them the opportunity to do that, and when they come back, they're a little bit more seasoned, and that's what we want. I think Houston Dynamo is doing a good job with working with their players, and we're hoping that the kids who come from Houston Rangers to Dynamo get an opportunity to maybe make a first or second team.
Josh Gardner heading up Houston Rangers, MLS Next, former youth soccer player here in Houston, Texas. Joining us live here tonight. We appreciate that very much. All right. Look, we have to be in order, and we have to put this on the table. The Dynamo have not really moved a lot of players through their academy to the first team. City of Houston maybe hasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe we all have a piece in that. I don't know. When does that change? When is that ever going to change? Because it hasn't changed. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, this, from a lot of standpoints, is important for Major League Soccer teams because, number one, those players don't, in their first couple of years, count heavily against the cap.
Sure.
But in order to be quote-unquote community, you got to have players that are from your community. It's as easy as that.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you a question. Do you think MLS is still a league for domestic players? Because I feel like, you know, going back and watching Sporting KC play, obviously, I used to play there, and I see only one American in the starting lineup. When I was playing there, we had about eight or nine. You know what I mean? So I wonder if That kind of changes the American player. Most of those kids are going on to good Division I schools, and
some are going to Europe.
Some going to Europe.
They're trying out in Europe, trying to get trials over there.
Yeah,
I mean they have to be 18 unless they're.
There's a lot of rules.
There's a whole bunch of rules, but unless they have a passport, they have to be 18 years of age.
Yeah.
So let me answer your question. I'm gonna say I'm concerned about the American player and opportunity in Major League Soccer, no question.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dynamo don't feel a lot of Americans.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Most.
You know, goalkeeper, most clubs. Yeah. Griffin Dorsey, Jimmy Maurer now for Andrew Tarbell,
mm-hmm.
Ethan Bartlow last game, yeah. But not too many. Not often, no. It's a lot of South Americans coming in, and they come to Dynamo too, and they get put on the top of the pecking order. So this remains a big question for the Houston Dynamo, I think, in the future. And I think all of Major League Soccer, frankly.
Yeah.
Because when this league was, you know, 94 World Cup, they said, you got to have a pro league in 2 years.
Right.
96, this league starts. It almost died.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole mantra was, well, it's got to be based on the American player.
Yeah.
But it's kind of switched in the times of buying and selling now. All right, let's keep it going. What's a typical day for Houston Rangers and Josh Gordon?
Well, right now, currently, we're trying to work on our fields. You know, the county at Paul D. Rushing Park has allowed us to use some space for us to put some soccer fields down. And so lately, I am watering the fields 7:30 a.m. to about 4 p.m., and then we're getting ready for training. But, you know, it's a lot of just preparing our players and talking with our coaches and talking about their sessions and what they want to do. And we do get a lot of interest from a lot of different MLS academies about our players. And that's exciting for us. It's not just Houston Dynamo. We have kids going on trial, Orlando City, RSL.
Okay.
Columbus Crew just reached out yesterday about a player.
But, I mean, what do you do when that happens, since you're probably a little bit more devoted to the Dynamo? Do you go, hey, Houston, this kid's a good player. Orlando City's looking at him.
Yeah.
Do you want to look at him?
Yeah, usually all those
How
guys
does that
know.
Work?
Yeah, usually all those guys know already. I'll reach out to Tony Vigil and Pablo, one of their scouts, and just let them know that there's interest outside about a player. And so sometimes that player has come in with Dynamo already, and sometimes they're like, okay, well, let's bring him in and let's take a look. You know, at the end of the day, if we can open doors in other places, and I think our coaching staff has that opportunity and ability to, we always always welcome it. So
I want to keep on that topic because, you know, it's just kind of interesting how everybody seems to know the MLS Next players and teams.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a little dangerous? Because it seems to me that when people are looking for players, they go right away to the MLS Next teams. Do we miss some?
I do. I think we miss some.
You know, if somebody's looking for a player, first thing they do is they're going to go to the MLS Next teams, right?
Yep.
That's part of the draw, right?
Yeah. I will tell you this. I just signed a kid last week, started playing club soccer at 13 years of age, playing basketball before, and he was a U15 player, and he was playing at Juventus Academy. And I'm like, where's this kid hiding? So we're missing players all the time.
Still?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And that's difficult, but when they do come, there are some clubs that have some very good players, but they choose to play for their high school and they want to play, you know, locally, and that's nothing against them, but there is a higher level for them to work on their craft.
So, are you finding that a lot of players are also though trying to go over to Europe and get trials or find agents as they get a little older in their teen years? Because you know as well as I do, there's formal and informal scouts all over Houston, probably every team in Liga MX for sure.
Yeah.
There's European teams trying to get their foothold in now that'll, you know, hire an American or somebody to run a youth club with their name attached to it so that they can have a finger on the pulse as well.
No, absolutely. So our parent company, Cobalt Sports, has overseas Houston Rangers. They own Houston Rangers. They own a few other clubs as well in the nation. But we also have overseas contacts as well. So you know, my goal, obviously we're in year two of existence. My goal is to try and create some type of trip where our players can go on trial with the clubs that are part of our family and the Cobalt family, and see if some of those guys can latch on. And it's just, listen, I love working with the players. I feel like the mentality that we're able to bring, myself, Miguel Samayoa, Dane Richards, who played in the league for a long time, yeah, with the Jamaican national team.
Was a dynamo killer 1 year in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's killing me every day because he's still faster than me. So,
That would have been a third, I think, if I'm... That was after the Dynamo won the 6 and 7 MLS Cups. That might have been 2008.
Yeah.
When he... I never forget that because Robertson Stadium, the field was rock hard. And I said, oh, this is dangerous with Dane Richards here.
Yeah.
And he just picked up a ball and was running like he was... I mean, it was... He'll remember that. I'll probably need to get him on the show sometime.
Yeah, but that's what we bring. Our coaching staff brings a level of a mindset. It's extremely important, the mindset that we try and build in the players. I think some kids take it for granted, and some kids think it's everything should come to them. And where we train, our field isn't perfect. It's, you know, we've got holes in the fields that we're trying to fix.
I think that's an advantage, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, stick with me. We're going to do a little bit more with you, Josh, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Josh Gardner joining us here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We're live from Senate Avenue Brewery, Jersey Village. This is the cult that's going to take you to the break here. Cactus Music. Go down there. You can get some of the vinyl with the cult if you want, or your favorite band. But my good friends at Cactus Music, always keeping me abreast of what's going on in the world of music. Cactus Music, vinyl, CD needs. Get over there, talk to Quinn and staff. One other thing before we hit the break, and during this break, if you want to win tickets to the Dynamo El Salvador, you will do it in-house here, and we'll be giving tickets away between each commercial break. And we might throw a pair out, and Brian McDonald will hook us up with a winner eventually. But tomorrow night, the Dynamo take on El Salvador. Hernan Dario Gomez is in charge of the Salvadorian national team called La Selecta. All right, we'll take a break. DanishInspirations.com for the best in modern contemporary furniture. We're back to Senate Avenue Brewery in a moment.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Senate Avenue Brewing Company in Jersey Village. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We got Joe George out here from ESPN 97.5. Big thank you to him for coming out here. Back in studio, Brian McDonald. So I got the two heavy hitters here helping us get this show on the air, and it's smooth as can be right now. Just like it's like a beautiful counterattack. Things are just flowing. Joe's shaking his head at me. He said, don't hex it. Don't hex it. Let me just remind you about Senate Avenue Brewing. Small batch brewery. Kitchens open 7 days of the week. So they've got amazing food here. I mean, I saw a bulgogi bowl and a bunch of stuff for the very health conscious. That's great. Of course, they got the burgers and everything else you like. Daily specials from the kitchen. Steak and Steins on Thursday. $20, you get a steak and a side. You bring your own stein. They'll fill it up to a liter for the price of a pint. Fish and chips on Friday. American Grill and Pub Cuisine. Burgers, wings, pizza. But they have a lot of these other-ish interesting dishes. Tap room, patio, 7 big screen TVs. Great crowd in here right now tonight. And outside, they got a beautiful patio, which is dog-friendly. So take 290 to the Senate Avenue exit, head north one block. All right, so you got MLS Next up and running pretty quickly. You have a lot of different, and we're talking to Josh Gardner here. You've got a lot of different kids at different age levels. Some you've had more influence on others. Where are you finding your best players right now, and where should you be finding your most talented players right now?
Well, when I was approached to start MLS Next, there were talks about us starting in the Woodlands. And I quickly said, there's a lot of good players in the Katy Cypress area. We should keep our location there. And so hopefully we're finding a lot of players. That's the majority of where our kids are coming from, in that Katy area, Rosenberg, Fulshear, you know, places like that. But now with the addition of the Tier 2 system, now we'll have our second teams playing in MLS Next, and so they'll have opportunities to participate in some of the MLS Next events, like Fest.
What is Tier 2 system?
So a lot of our second teams are playing in other platforms, and MLS Next realized that we need to have something where our players can move up and down a little bit more fluent. So they created a second tier. I don't know if they've settled on the name yet for that. But now our second teams will now have access to the different types of events that we have. Our huge college showcase. We were talking previously about scouts and stuff. When I was an ECNL director for a few years, and we would go to our national events, and you know there'd be a few college coaches at these events. But now being part of MLS Next and seeing the events that we have, I mean, there's 50 to 60 scouts, colleges, national teams, professional clubs that are watching our games, because, like you said, are we missing out on some players? And I think some of these clubs are like, hey, we might be missing out on a player or two.
And don't be naive, those listening. Scouts from every Liga MX team here in Houston, whether they're formal or informal, they're here, and Europe as well.
Yeah.
America is a place that everybody looks upon as a real value right now when it comes to soccer players. The Weston McKennies at Juventus, the Christian Pulisics at AC Milan, Turner, all the guys that are playing over in Europe, Yunus Musa, they're all great examples now to the rest of the world that the American player is a value and can perform in some of the biggest leagues a little bit more regularly. Biggest challenges. Back in my days in youth soccer, the whole parental thing, the whole pay-to-play always comes into it. What are the biggest challenges now? Are those still there, and are there other challenges that you would say are becoming even more prioritized maybe in the mind of somebody who runs a program?
Well, I think the difference that we have is that if a player chooses to leave, we don't hold them back from a financial standpoint. We want them to be able to find the place that they feel comfortable. And MLS Next isn't for everybody. Some kids can't hang the fact that they're not getting minutes, but you know, they're fighting for spots. And I think that's where we talk about the mentality part of it, is that's difficult to teach. And we don't always get it right, but we do a really good job of creating players who are mentally strong and pushing them past their barriers, because a lot of kids get stuck in certain places. And it's our job as coaches to try and open up doors for them from a mental standpoint to push them through to another level.
So you do that through the training. You do that through competition.
Mm-hmm.
What do you teach them to do on their own to improve their mentality?
Well,
I mean, are these kids going home playing every day? Are they creating their own training environments? Are they watching games? What? Give us a sort of profile of some of these kids.
Well, back when we were growing up, we trained twice a week and a game on the weekend. Now these kids are training four or five times a week. We train 4 days a week. And so, you know, some of our kids are homeschooled and they're watching their matches. We have a very good platform for all of our games to be uploaded. The way they're doing U13 and 14 for playoffs is, instead of having standings, they're doing based on the quality of play. And so they have analysts watching all the U13-14 games and seeing, what's the score, what's the result, right? But how is the team playing? So Houston Rangers might lose to Houston Dynamo 3-0, but we created a lot of chances and we missed and we played really well, and there might be a goalkeeper mistake. So they, they take that into consideration. And then I believe that they're going to – they haven't announced it yet, but we're going to start looking at how they're going to show us which teams are in that playoff format.
Biobanding is something I just learned about a week ago. What is biobanding?
Yeah, so this is really what sets us apart as well, is a player who is physically hasn't matured yet. We talk about maturation rate. When I did my scouting license course, we talked about players who are plus one, minus one. That's talking about years before their growth spurt. In our league, in MLS Next, we allow older players who haven't physically matured play down a year and continue to develop. And so once they've hit their growth spurts, you know, we hopefully can move them back into their birth year.
Oh, it's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Should have been around a lot longer, I'm sure. But
yeah,
that's the way that works. So travel and all that, like how much travel does MLS Next teams do? Are you concerned about the amount of travel teams have to go to get games? I grew up as a kid. We might go to North Jersey. We might go down to Trenton, maybe a state team into Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. But, you know, to think that kids are getting on planes and going places to play soccer games,
yeah,
it's pretty amazing. So how do you feel about all that?
I think our conference is different. I mean, Texas is huge, right? And we also have Louisiana. We have Kansas, or Missouri, I guess, because Sporting KC is on the Missouri side.
Most of these games you drive to or fly, or both?
We'll fly to Colorado. We'll play Colorado Rapids and Real Colorado. We actually drove to Kansas City just because it was during spring break, so you can imagine what flights are like. So we had a 18-passenger van and took, you know, about eight kids or so, which is like a lot of fun, you know. Travel is difficult at times, but it's worth it because you're getting quality games.
By the way, we're at Senate Avenue Brewery. By the way, to tip your bartenders here tonight and everybody who's working hard. We got a really good slate of great guests here throughout the night. We've started with Josh Gardner here. Two MLS Cups. All right, so L.A., Sporting Kansas City, you won.
Yes.
And you also won the NASL title with the Seattle Sounders. So you were in MLS. You went back down to NASL, and then you came back to Major League Soccer.
Yeah.
Tell me about that time period when you went to the Seattle Sounders. Now you're playing in the NASL, not Major League Soccer, and how important that was for your career, because I get the sense it was important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest thing for me that
was a biobanding experience, maybe at the top level, not from the physical standpoint.
Yeah,
but was it a way of reclaiming your game?
Yeah, I go back and I think about it. I played 4 years second division, if you will. That was a time where U.S. soccer was trying to figure out what to name the leagues.
Yeah,
and I got a lot of minutes, and I think that was extremely important. When I went from Cincinnati to L.A., I was playing behind guys like Landon Donovan and Kobe Jones and, you know, not a goalkeeper, but Kevin Hartman, those guys.
Yeah, okay.
And Carlos Ruiz, right? So you're trying to break into a well-established organization. And I go back and I think about, as a player, I wish I would have done more when I was younger. And, you know, after those 3 years, I moved to Seattle Sounders, played a lot of minutes, won a championship, and then played in North Carolina with the Carolina Railhawks, now NCFC, and got a lot of minutes there. And so now I was really ready to be pushed in back into MLS.
Interesting, because you get back into MLS. And at that time, it wasn't easy to get back in MLS because there was kind of turf wars and, you know, we're not going to go into the other divisions and leagues to take players, and I think that's gone now. I don't think anybody's hesitant if they find a good USL player to go get him now, or pay for him or buy him. But tell me about your time. I know there was a CONCACAF Champions League game. I think it was at Saprissa, where you set Landon Donovan up real quick before you go.
Yeah, no, that was one of my first real starts against Saprissa in the Champions League. Got a goal and an assist in that game. Big game for me. And, you know, it's just kind of turned my career a little bit to know that I could actually do it at that at that stage.
What'd Ziggy Schmidt say to you?
Well, he wasn't the coach at the time. It was Steve Sampson.
Oh, Sampson was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What did Steve Sampson say to you?
I'm sure he was pretty happy.
Yeah. Do you remember anything?
I remember the locker room and the stands right on top of us banging, and the locker room was shaking. So that's, I remember that part.
Yeah, that sounds like CONCACAF to me, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like CONCACAF. Any of the guys come up to you, Kobe, any of them say, hey, this is the way to do it, you know, give you a pat on the back, anything, or was it just business?
No, just business. Yeah. It's just an experience. Yeah. I mean, I've never traveled that far to play a game. And those guys really are true professionals. So yeah. I learned a lot from that.
They set the tone, the likes of Kobe Jones, Landon Donovan. Pescadito.
Yes, sir.
One of the greats from Guatemala. All right, Josh, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thanks, Glenn.
Appreciate it very, very much. That was some good talk there. By the way, Josh mentioned Tony Vigil. We're going to try to get him on. We've spoken to him at some point. We'll get the Dynamo take on player development. We'll get GFI's take on it. And some other people might contact me and want to come on as well. 713-780-3776 right now. A pair of tickets to Dynamo El Salvador. 713-780-3776. I guarantee you, if you want something that feels like the World Cup, you'll get that tomorrow night with the El Salvador fans at Shell Energy Stadium. 713-780-3776. We'll do caller number 4 as we take a break from Senate Avenue Brewery. Senate Ave is the exit off 290 if you're coming north. It is an incredible brew pub. You come in here, food is excellent, beers are amazing. I recommend the Copper Ale, and so does a guy named Justin Finger. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.